Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. God's special gift and design. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. "Just leave me alone." Bryson was so angry and upset, he missed a shot that could have won the game for his team. When he got home, he didn't want to see or talk to anybody. All he kept saying was, "Leave me alone! Leave me alone!" as he stormed off to his bedroom. But even though Bryson was upset and frustrated, his room was so boring. After about 45 minutes, he came out again. Bryson realized that he needed that hug his mom offered him and the encouraging words his dad always spoke to him. It wasn't good to be alone. Adam realized the same thing in the Garden of Eden. God gave him the special task of naming all the animals. But when Adam saw Mr. and Mrs. Cheetah and Mr. and Mrs. Kangaroo, he realized that he didn't have anyone. Adam then understood what God said in verse 18, "It is not good for the man to be alone." So God caused Adam to fall asleep. He took one of his ribs and used his mighty power to make a woman, Eve. God then blessed Adam and Eve as he created marriage. Ever since, a man and a woman can leave their own families and come together in marriage to start a new family. Since that time in the Garden of Eden, billions of people have been married throughout time and throughout the world. God's brilliant design was that husbands and wives would enjoy all kinds of amazing blessings. They love and support each other. They encourage and help each other. They have families with children together. In this amazing plan, whether you are young or old or married or single, you would always have somebody to love you and be with you so that you are not alone. May God bless all marriages and families so that they can enjoy the blessings He first designed. We pray. Lord God, thank you for your gift of marriage. It is a blessing for husbands, wives, and children. Help us to cherish this gift and to honor your designs for marriage. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.